Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, R&B singer and musician Aaron Neville celebrates his 75th birthday with a concert at the Brooklyn Bowl in New York City. But this is no retirement party. After more than five decades in the business, Neville shows no sign of winding down. He's just released a new album.
I put her hand to my heart and said, "Don't you feel how it's beating? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid."
It's Be Your Man off of Aaron Neville's new album, Apache, and he joins us now to talk about the album and his career. Aaron Neville, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Apache has a funkier, more up-tempo, shake-your-tail-feather kind of sound than your recent albums. Does it feel good to get the funk back a little, Aaron?
Yes, it does. I mean, you know, a lot of my solo albums were produced by different people that had their idea of what songs I should do and all, you know. And they had me doing a lot of ballads, you know, but I do all of it. You know, I worked with the Neville Brothers for 40-some years on the highway and up and down since I can remember, you know, funk from New Orleans.
Mm. So on this album, you're reclaiming the funk a little bit and some of the uniqueness of and the wideness of your musical talent.
Yeah, a little bit of it anyway. I mean, I've done like pop, rock, doo-wop, gospel, country, you name it.
Is it holding each other's hands? Making all kinds of plans. Never, never saying goodbye. Never, never making each other cry. Love is all the above. That's what love is. Love is everything.
Your sound is so unique. I'm curious your thoughts on how you developed it. I mean, how'd you find your distinctive musical voice?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, my brother Art had a doo-wop group. We lived in the Calio Project in New Orleans, and they would sit out on the park bench at night and sing harmonies, you know. Clyde McFadden and the Drifters and Pookie Hudson and the Spaniels and Billy Ward and the Dominoes. And I was always fascinated by the groups, you know. They had the bass singer, they had the guys doing the middle harmonies, and the guy doing the higher part. Well, I learned how to do all of them, just not all at once. Maybe next year. And then I was a cowboy. I'd go to the movies and I'd see Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, and I was a Hank Williams fan. Jimmy Rogers. I was a Nat King Cole fan, and when I was about 13, I heard Sam Cooke. Hmm. And that was a moment.
A big gumbo of influences with Sam Cooke bringing home the main ingredient.
Right.
You pay tribute to your hometown, New Orleans, on the tune Stomping Ground. Let's take a listen.
Cool.
I was born in the southern land. That's where I became a man. My roots were down in New Orleans. The birth of jazz and the voodoo queen. From the heart of Louisiana. My real life boo and Mojo Hannah. The music of the streets, second line bands and Indian beats.
You list a whole lot of folks on this tune, Aaron, including Dr. John and the late great James Booker, the brilliant New Orleans pianist. All guys you played with, right?
Right. We grew up together. You know, the first time I ever went in the studio was with Mac Rabinick and Dr. John. Mm. And James Booker, he went to grammar school with me and Art and Charles. He went to high school with my late wife, Joelle. So, like, we would just, you know, he would come to my house sometime and give us a three-hour concert. He was, like, one of the best piano players I ever heard.
He was terrific and left us too soon.
Oh, no doubt.
So when you talk about hanging out all night at the Dewdrop, I mean, you lived that at one time.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, the Dewdrop was the spot, you know, like Mac Rabinack would come in there, the police would come and take him to jail. He said, well, you better come back next week because Ray Charles going to be in town. I'm going to definitely be in here. That was the spot. Anybody came to New Orleans had to come to the Dewdrop.
Couldn't keep Dr. John or yourself away, yeah.
Oh, no.
You and your brothers, the whole family really is so identified with New Orleans, its history, its soul, but there's word you don't get back there as much anymore after Katrina. Is that true? And if so, can you tell us why?
Well, I go down for the Jazz Fest, and I haven't played a regular gig now and then in some years now. I don't know why either. Every time I do an interview, they ask me that, so I told them, tell New Orleans to call me, and I'll come, you know.
Man, you hear that, New Orleans? Get on the phone. let's make it happen.
That.
You're famous for your ballads, and this album has several great ones on it. Let's take a listen to one of my favorites, Heaven.
Cool.
No more tears and sorrow. No tear will fill the eye. Heaven. Anything that is broken on your journey. Heaven. You know God is gonna make it all right. Heaven.
How have you maintained your voice over all these years? I mean, nature's gift, or do you have some kind of vocal workout you can share with us?
I just sing every day, you know. I try to hit notes and, you know, because I've had problems with my throat over the years, you know, playing with a loud band for years, and I've had bruised vocal cords and nodules and all that, and I pray a lot, too. I think, you know, the Creator kind of renews me.
Prayer, meditation, and just practice?
And singing, yeah.
Mm. Do you think your voice has changed that much over the years, or do you still have the range and control you had when you were a younger singer?
I'm getting it better now since I've been, you know, I'm living in a place in Pawling, New York, and no neighbors close by, so I can sing as loud as I want, as much as I want, and that helps, you know, to say you use your voice and it hangs around.
It's a little freeing not to have to worry about the neighbors, huh?
Right.
Another song I really like is Make Your Mama Cry. Has the line, trouble gonna run you down. Let's take a listen.
You give all trouble to your dear old dad, thinking you're the baddest man around. Soon they're gonna plant you in the ground. Trouble gonna run you down. Trouble gonna run you down. Revenge. Karma's gonna gun you down. Karma's gonna gun you down. When then you'll make your mama cry.
So tell us about Make Your Mama Cry.
I could have been probably talking to the young Aaron on some of it back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the quotes I made in there, like my daddy used to tell me, he said, boy, you're going to wind up a lost ball in the high weeds. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know what he was talking about at the time, you know, but then I heard my grandmother say one time, say, I might be dead and gone, but the red ant's going to bring me the news. So, yeah, I think I was talking to young Aaron and my kids, and because I wrote that a long time ago.
Hmm. I'm curious, if you didn't end up as an artist and singer, what do you think you'd have done for a living? What kind of job?
If I wasn't a singer, I don't think I'd be here. Hmm. Serious.
Kind of saved you?
Oh, no doubt.
Your wife, Sarah, may have saved you a little, too. She's the focus of several songs on this album. There's Sarah Ann, Orchid in the Storm, even the tune All of the Above,
right,
where you sing about what love is.
Yeah, she inspired me. You know, I can't sit down and plan to write anything. I have to be inspired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Ann was easy. Sarah was a photographer. She was doing a photo shoot on the Neville Brothers when we first went back to the Jazz Fest after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her, and I fell in love right then, you know. And I thank God sent her to me.
You are my saving grace. I have looking in your pretty face. You saw straight to my soul. Took me to heaven to hold. Oh, sweet Sarah. Sweet Sarah.
Sir, and you turned 75 this year. Paul Simon, who's also turning 75, has been saying, you know, he might hang it up, might retire after this tour, that he's done with the music business and industry. But you don't seem like the retiring kind. Am I right?
You are right. I'm not the retiring kind. I'm waiting till whenever the creators say, Aaron, break it up, son. That's it. Well, you know, until then, I'm as long as I can hit a note, I'm going for it.
So the touring, the hotels, it doesn't get you down. You still got the energy. You still want to keep going.
Yeah, but I'm still waiting on Star Trek to come up where they can beam me from my house to the gig and back.
Yeah, aren't we all? Aaron Neville, his new album is Apache. Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure speaking with you.
Same here.
Is there a tune from Apache you'd like to go out on, Aaron?
Fragile World.
Fragile World it is.
Cool.
Fragile world. Everyone's in the path. And no one's safe from his mighty wrath. Tornadoes, earthquakes, and hurricanes. Forest fires, mudslides.